Good Saturday morning. How are you doing? Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It is 101 with Greg Pogue. Presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Hope you're doing well. Brandon Bigsby, he's producing back in the 94.9 The Fan studio. Joe Campbell is going to be our guest. He's going to be here in just a few moments. I guess he's buying fish, fish batter, fish oil, whatever, because later on here this afternoon, we're going to talk to him about it at Roy's Meat Service. He will be doing a benefit fish fry for the new Stratford football coach. It's an interesting deal because he comes from outside of the metro schools and doesn't go on the payroll until school starts. So Joe is the fish man today, and he's our guest. He's looking like he's more like a fullback than a tailback right now, or maybe a guard. Joe, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
You doing all right?
I'm doing great.
Now, you look stressed.
I stay stressed. I got five teenage boys at the house, and my wife just had knee replacement surgery, so I'm stressed.
Yeah, and you're cooking fish.
I'm not, but my guy is.
You got the guy, man.
His name is Bobby Maxwell, and he's famous for his fish, so we'll see today.
All right, well, what are you doing with that? We're going to get into a lot of different things. Good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a while, bud. You look great, man.
I'm fat, but.
Well, hey, I'm fatter. So what are you doing today? What's up?
Well,
let me get that over there. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Well, just thought on the way the world has been going, the way our country's been going, and it just had me thinking a lot. So, you know, we hired a new coach
at Stratford
High School, and he moved up. He's still, him and his wife have a house. They're selling in Memphis. Bills in Memphis, Bills here. And
but he came from outside the metro school system.
Yeah. So I wanted to give him a little welcoming gift, and you know, he didn't ask for it, but
because he's been working all summer without getting paid, right?
He's been busting his hump, and he doesn't.
What's his name?
His name is Gerald Cook.
Yeah.
And the reason it throws me off is because he spells his name with a J. Gerald instead of a G, so it always just throws me out. But great guy, great family, great coach. Played quarterback at Tennessee State University, and so the kids love him. You can just see how they react. I mean, they're discipline. He's instilling discipline in the kids, and man, my son plays, and they come home like, "Daddy, he's a really good coach," and you know, he's excited. So it's just a bunch of excitement running through Stratford, and we're trying to. He's stressed because he's like, he feels the pressure. But like I told him, I said, man, nobody expects you to win 9-10 games this year. But we got to get a foundation back. Mm-hmm. Start. We got to get the culture back at Stratford High School. And I think he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, when I think Stratford, I think of you. I think of Bubba Spears.
Oh, yeah.
You played for Jerry Pig, right?
I played for Jerry Pig my sophomore year. And then Bobby Leach, Coach Pig.
That's right.
Yeah, Coach Pig went to
Hunter's Lane,
and
right?
And I played for Bobby Leach the junior and senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you never got coached by Bubba Spears, which is a good thing for you.
Bubba's probably listening.
I know that.
I didn't have anything to do with that, Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba and I do their high school show. You've been on it as a high school legend before. We start that August 15th, right here, from 9 to 10. This is the 15th year we've been doing Prep Football Talk every Saturday morning.
Okay.
We're going to do it right here and presented by Freeman Webb and Bill Freeman, the late Bill Freeman, now Bob Freeman. They're such great supporters of high school in general and high school football and everything. So, but you just mentioned, and that's where I'll get into, to get it back. I mean, the evolution of metro schools from the early, from busing that split all the communities.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but you're right here, Roy's Meat Service. Jeff Roy, hey, Stratford, man.
Mr. East
There's
Nashville.
A Stratford helmet over here.
Yep.
You know.
Yep, Stratford. I mean,
yeah, in East Nashville.
Roy is East Nashville. He's a staple of East Nashville. He's got East High Eagles helmet over there. You know, anything East Nashville, you can count Roy in. And the thing, you know, I've talked with some older cats about Metro football, and we just, when they did the deal where you could just go wherever you want, open enrollment killed us. It killed the sport. Because these kids now, I mean, when I was playing in the old days, I mean, you had it was a stud at every school, or some type of attraction at every school in most sports.
Well, your days, White's Creek had it going on with Richard Coor, right?
White's Creek, Hunter's Lane. Yeah. Who else? McGavock.
Yep.
I mean, each week.
With Coach Elrod.
Yeah. Each week, you know, it was some. So right now, the way we see it, it's the way it's been with this open enrollment. Like, these kids all kind of getting clicks and go to, you know, the most popular schools. I won't name them.
Well, you know that.
Yeah, I mean,
the private schools are certainly, we're part of that.
Here's the way I broke it down. I could be wrong, but you tell me. So the private schools seem to get the creme de la creme.
Right.
All right. Then your next tier athletes, they all getting clicks, and they'll go to Pearl, or they'll go to East, or they'll go to, you know, sometimes it's a Antioch. Antioch kind of, they kind of rotate.
Well, Arcente Broom, Stratford
right.
player.
And Antioch has rotated between, was Cane Ridge
for a moment,
now it's Antioch High School. So one of those schools out there will be, you know, really
but,
good.
But, and by the way, let me reintroduce our guest, Joe Campbell. The all-time leading rusher in MTSU football history, Hall of Famer there, OVC Player of the Year 1990, 3 years in a row, all OVC, consensus All-American 90-91, went over 1,000 yards, the greatest running back in MTSU football history, and been on the ballot for the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. You know, it's an honor to get on the ballot.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. When I saw some of these guys that are like just getting in, I'm like, dude, this will be after I'm gone.
And obviously a product of Stratford. The community component of it.
Yes, we've lost
that. And I think it's coming back though.
Yeah,
I think you see it in a Hillsboro. I think you see the support, obviously, and I think Metro Schools with Mark North, the athletic director there now. Oh. I think you see all the turf fields.
Oh man, yeah.
You know and we're due a Metro High School football game of the week on 102.5 the game on the Cromwell umbrella. Yeah, I think it's coming back. How about that?
That's our hope and our dream that we get it back, because, you know, I just remember at Stratford, it was packed every Friday, and you would even have people sitting on their cars up on the hill, I think Marsden is the name of that street or whatever, and it just, you know, you could feel the community in it. But you know, when you got a kid that lives in East Nashville, and he's going to a school in South Nashville, you lose that community. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, it's just not the kid. It's his family.
That's his friends.
Yeah. It's grandma, grandpa.
Right,
yeah.
Right. That pride, you know, the pride that people had in East Nashville for Stratford High School, for East High School. You know, when you split everybody up, like you said, you lose the family, the uncles that you see. You know, my cousins and uncle. I got one cousin, Keith Stevens. He never came to see me play, and that's we laugh about that now. He's like 4 years younger than me, and his claim to fame is I never got to see him play. Yeah, that's amazing. So, but you know, you lose all of those ties, and you lose the interest kind of wanes away. So, I want to see that come back, and I want to see that pride. Back in
why does Stratford, I think more than any other high school in Metro high schools,
Yeah.
It, you know, it has that sense. It still does. I mean, because like you, Joe, I mean, leaders like you, they want to, you know, Bubba Spears, I mean, played there, Coach Pig, coached there, that great run they had in the, you know, early 90s with Michael Coleman and Arcente and that crew. It just seems like Stratford, more than any other metro school, still has a leg up in that community sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I don't know how how we've maintained that is amazing. But Dr. Michael Pratt, who's over at Stratford now, what he's done is he really embraces alumni.
Yeah.
He lays out the red carpet for everybody. You got Romy Reed, who's over there.
The athletic director. Romy Reed played Bubba and went on to what? Chattanooga and in the NFL, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you got guys like that, and Dr. Pratt has made it his big project to get alumni back and to get people back at the games. So we're going to tailgate this year. And so kudos to him. And he's not even from here, but he understands the importance of having alumni participate in things and having them feel welcome. And we had lost that before he got here. So,
Joe Campbell, our guest, 101 with Greg Pogue here. We are at Roy's Meat Service, who never says no to Stratford. He just had their high school reunion. Of course, he did the catering.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's 30, 40, however many years. He's old like me. But, and again, promote the, what time today? 1 to 4?
12 to 4.
Okay.
And we're trying to, you know, make sure the rain stays off, but we're going to be out here. And we just want people to come out, support the cause, have some fun, and enjoy the fish, and just have a good time. And then you can go to the big concert tonight. Who is that? Chris Brown and somebody. I'm too old there. But, yeah, a lot of people are going. So come get you some good fish and go enjoy the concert tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me to go to a concert these days, I got to be, you know, like in Star Trek where they just beam you right to my – and I got to go to a suite. I'm not saying that. I don't
– As you get older, and I'm figuring this out, the hustle and bustle, I don't want to have to walk anywhere. I don't have to park. I don't want people bumping into me. I'd rather watch it from a bonus room, you know. So yeah, I'm with you on that. So I won't be. Needless to say,
Welcome to the club, Joe Campbell.
I'm 56. I'm there, brother.
Yeah. I've been there. Still there. I'm stuck there. Yeah, that's so, fine with me.
It's better than an alternative.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, old man told me, any day that you're vertical is a good day.
Joe Campbell is our guest, three-time All-OVC Player of the Year, three-time All-OVC, two-time Consensus All-American. Let's call it like it is, the greatest running back in MTSU football history. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things today, okay? All right, man. You ready?
I don't want to let you down. I'm
ready. You ready?
So. I think so. You got a devilish look on your face, but go ahead.
We'll tell all the stories we can, and we will laugh about the ones we can't.
All right.
How about that?
That's even better. That's even better. There's a lot we can't.
Yes. Joe Campbell is our guest, 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, right here, 94.9 The Fan. 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb. We're at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville this afternoon from noon to 4 o'clock. A fish fry, and I just met your fish guy, Bobby Maxwell. Just came in, and I hear he's a rock star when it comes to, and it's a benefit for the Stratford football coaches. Call it like it is.
Well, Bobby's under a little pressure as well. Because first he said, well, he's always Facebook with his fish, everybody talking.
Yeah.
So then when I said what I was doing, he said, it might be too big for me. I said, nah, man, you can handle it. I said, but people will be coming and going. It won't be a big line,
but it'll just be 4 hours of it.
Yeah. Or until we'll run out.
Well, you run out, and you just come over here and grab some stuff out of put some of that Wagyu beef out there.
Oh, my goodness. Nobody be getting Wagyu.
There goes the fundraiser.
Right.
Joe Campbell is our guest, the all-time leading rusher at MTSU football history, OVC Player of the Year 1993, three-time All-OVC, 2 years in a row consensus All-American, meaning there was an All-American ballot. You were it. Man, that those 2 years. When growing up, when did you, was it junior pro? When did you think, hey, football's, I can do this. This is something I want to do.
You might not believe me, but from 4 years old on, I had an older brother. And it's funny because it seems like all the second sibling or the younger sibling is always the athlete. But my brother was a heck of an athlete. He was faster than I was and everything. But so he would just take me out in the yard, man, against my wishes and run over me. And I didn't want to play football, and he'd run over me and I'd sit there till I got mad and crying and snot was running out of my nose, and I'd try to tackle him. So my father took me to Shelby Park.
Just down the hill here.
The hill. And I don't know, Buddy Pomeroy was the coach. So I had my own pads and stuff, you know. And so my father took me down to sign me up for football, and it was too late. I think he took me on a Monday, sign up last day was Saturday. So they were practicing, and my dad comes down there. He's got the gift of gab, you know. And so we're sitting there. I got my stuff, and guy was like, well, Mr. Campbell, you know, sign-ups were Saturday. It was the last day. And so my dad, he just begged him. And so he said, well, just put him out there, you know, and see what, you know, see what he can do. You never know. So I would like to tell you they put me out there and pitched me the ball, and I ran an 80-yard touchdown. But I actually went out on defense, and I was playing outside linebacker, and they ran a reverse, and the kid was going down the field, and I caught him and tackled him. And then the guy looked at my dad and said, Buddy looked at my dad and said, I think we got a spot for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So from that point on.
You signed up Saturday. I just found you.
Yeah. Right. And it was just, and you know, it's funny because I from that point on, I just said I was going to play professional football. I never wanted to be a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, cop, firefighter, anything. I don't give this advice to kids. I certainly wouldn't give it to mine, but I never had a plan B, you know. I did good in school, good enough to stay because I knew I had to do that, you know. But football was the love of my life from day one.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, I was able to have a cup of coffee in the NFL, play in the CFL, arena ball, and, you know, I don't regret anything.
But, and Joe Campbell, our guest, but – coming out of Stratford High School, you wanted to be a runner. You could have gone a lot of different places as a defensive back, right?
Yeah.
How tough? I mean, because all the big boys were after you
as
a defensive back. It's sort of like Steve McNair. Steve McNair, Alabama wanted him as a safety. He said, no, I'm a quarterback.
Yeah.
And so what does he do? Goes to Alcorn State and does obviously what he did.
Yeah.
Alabama offered him as a defensive back. And he said, I'm a quarterback. He said, you come here as a quarterback, you got to walk on. So he went to Alcorn State so he could be a quarterback. That's sort of like you.
Because
you were, you know, because you played both ways. All the best athletes did back then.
Yeah.
And you could have done it a different way.
I really, you know, I don't like, you know, pat myself on the back, but I was a really good defensive back.
Yeah.
I didn't love playing defensive back like I did. I mean, the only reason I played football was to play running back. I knew that playing defensive back was part two of that. I knew I didn't mind it. I enjoyed it, but not like running the ball. And so, I mean, as a matter of fact, if I would have had to play defensive back in college, I probably would have played basketball in college. You know, so I had a few little offers in basketball as well. I don't get my basketball.
All right, It was. Your coach at Stratford, Charlie.
What, basketball?
Yeah.
Robeson.
Okay, by then. Robeson. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you ever think back, man, I could have done it a different way? No need to.
I was blessed with a lot of common sense when I was younger. I knew that I was at 5'8", 5'9". I knew that, you know, basketball was going to be, I don't want to say tough, but football at my size was just natural. And running the ball was natural. And I found out from my doctor that I just found out I'd been diagnosed with ADHD, a late diagnosis. And so my doctor gets upset because he said he hates that they call it attention deficit, the disorder part of it. He said it's not a – he curses. He says it's not a freaking disorder. He said your brain just works differently from the masses. And he said it probably helped you in sports. And what happens is whenever I hyper-focus – because one of my guys, Lemuel Collins, when I was in middle, we were beating somebody to death up there. And so we were on the sideline just goofing off. And he said, man, he said, how do you feel when you run the ball? How does it work? You know, I couldn't explain it. I said, Liam, the only thing I can tell you is when I get the ball, I can't hear anything. Everything slows down. The defense slows down. It's almost like I'm playing a video game. It's the best way I can. Then if I get tackled, I can hear the crowd again. But that's that, my doctor was saying, that's that hyper-focus that helps you. So I, all along, I thought I was just a great running back. It turns out that I'm on the doggone spectrum, and that's what helped me probably.
Whatever works.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, 3,823 yards later, all-time leading rusher for the Blue Raiders, 45 touchdowns all-time, points scored 272 all-time. Wow. As well. And we're going to get into that. I did look, though, I was reading – you know, because of all the, you know, Hall of Fame stories, mm-hmm. obviously, in the Blue Raiders Athletics Hall of Fame, that spiritual leader, they, did you see, there was a story written about you that with all these accolades and all these mm-hmm. achievements and being on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot, we're going to get you in, okay? Mm-hmm. I know a guy.
Okay.
we'll kneecap some
all
people.
All right, please.
We'll take the Stratford posse down there.
Hey.
Yeah, they don't want to mess. I know.
Got a posse.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Roy's in the middle of the East Nashville posse. You do not. They elect governors out of this count, this district right
here.
Yeah,
right.
The mayor here, Bill Boner here.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this is, you know, rich people's on the other side of the river. This
right.
side elects people.
Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt.
But, you know, it's but spiritual leader. Did you ever think I read that just about an hour ago that you were the spiritual leader of the team.
Wow.
Is that, well, I mean, success leads to leadership, okay?
Yeah, that's humbling.
Mean,
that's humbling.
I'll find that. I'm not going to look at it. I mean, I didn't make it up.
Well, what I live by is this, and I got six boys, and I didn't.
They found out what causes that.
Well, my mother told me she was going to talk to me about the birds and bees
another
week or so.
Yeah. They did. They found out. Yeah. They know exactly what causes that.
I thought it was the water, but it's not. But anyway, but the one thing that I tell people that out of all of the accolades that I ever received, the thing that I'm most proud about is if you, and I'm bet my life on it because it's true, if you were to ask any teammate that I had, whether it be baseball, football, or basketball, they're going to tell you that little joker brought it every game. And this is what I tell my sons. I said, listen, we can only control what we can control, your effort, your attitude, and your toughness. You can be those three things every game. And, I told my oldest boy, he was a basketball player and walked on at MTSU. He's 30, he'll be 31 in October. But I said, I told him, I've never had a bad basketball game. He was like, come on, Dad. I said, nah, never had a bad basketball game. He said, you didn't miss. I said, I missed a lot of shots. I had a bad shooting game. But when I'm not shooting well, I play deep. I'm defending. I'm setting other guys up. I'm distributing the ball. I'm running, you know. So you should never.
Rebounding.
So,
doing
effort
stuff. Right.
I can control that. And so I said, you do the game a disservice if you don't do those three. And so that's what I'm most proud of. You know, and sometimes your best isn't good enough. And I tell, when I coach kids, I tell, when I was and speak to kids, I tell them this story. Playing for the Cats. Playing against Tampa Bay, I forgot the big cornerback they had. Andy Kelly threw an interception. He's like 6'2", 215, this cornerback. Huge. He ended up playing for the Raiders. So he gets it, and he's running, and he reverses field, and I got him teed up. He doesn't see me. I got him teed up. And so I slow it down, and the kids are listening, and he's bobbing and weaving, and I said, I saw him. He got right there, and I left my feet, And I say, you know what happened? He said, you knocked his helmet off. He fumbled. I said, nope, he ran flat over me. He did. He did. Greg, he didn't break stride. He hit and ran over me and kept going.
That's why you didn't play defense.
Well, but the moral of the story was I gave that sucker all 180 pounds I had. It wasn't good enough. But guess what? If he picked that ball off again, he was going to get it again, you know, and again and again. And so that's what I'm proud of. I remember, my late friend, I was just talking to his wife the other day, Darryl Hammonds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And he's like a brother to me. And
what a loss.
Yeah, what a huge loss. And the things that his family went through was amazing. Mm. Would just make you cry. But anyway, I had an orbital blowout. And so I had to get a plate in my eye socket. And when I came back, the first game I was able to come back, I strolled out onto the field, and Darryl Hammond said, it's good to have you back. I missed that East Nashville walk of yours. And so those are the things I guess they mean by spiritual leader, you know, because I love competing. I don't care as much about winning as I do about competing. And I feel like if you compete, the rest of the stuff takes care of itself. Yeah. So my mother, when I was young, she said, you're a poor loser, son. I said, no, that's not it. If you don't give me all you got, then I'm mad. If we go out there, Greg, if me and you go out there today and play against 2-on-2 against LeBron James and pick somebody, Steph.
How about Wimby? I'll let you guard Wimby.
Okay, if we play against LeBron James and Wimby, odds are we're going to lose.
Yeah, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if we go out there and bust our humps, we're going to compete. Yeah. We're going to bite, kick, scratch, and then I'm going to buy beer after the game for
you
everybody.
Know, I haven't been in a fight in my life as an adult. Some guy got in my face down in New Orleans. He was drunk, okay? Uh-huh. It reminds me of that. I don't know why I'm telling him, but it's what we do on this show.
There you go.
And he goes, I'm going to whip you. And I go, look, I absolutely believe you're going to whip me in my ass.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Right.
But you're not going to enjoy it.
That's it.
You're not going to enjoy it.
That's it.
Okay? Because I'm going to bite and scratch
pull
hair.
You're going to compete.
I've got a hidden object in my trunks.
Right.
I mean, you're going to beat me up, but you're not going to enjoy it.
And that's kind of my motto.
You know what? He laughed and bought me a beer.
There you go. That's it. You got to respect it.
Yeah.
You got to respect it. And that's all I tell my kids, man, just compete.
Yeah.
And I'm good. You know, and so it took my wife years to understand it. You're too hard on them. No. I never get on my kids or any athlete that I've coached, whether it's a kid or an adult. I don't get on you for making a mistake, you know, or whatever. I get on you for lack of effort. Like, you can always know your assignment. You can always bust your ass.
It's what you can control.
Yes. And so all of that takes care of everything else. So,
well, we've had 30 minutes of conversation. Joe Campbell, our guest, 1-on-1 with Greg Pug, presented by Freeman Webb right here at Roy's Meat Service. Today from noon to 4, a benefit fish fry. The only thing Joe's going to be doing is hugging babies and their moms and eating fish.
I'm going to see if Bobby will let me drop a little bit, maybe. Let's see if we can talk. I'm going to try to talk to Bobby. He told me to stay away from
So that's this afternoon at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. We've gone a half an hour, Joe.
Wow.
Haven't mentioned the name Boots.
Oh.
So get ready.
Oh,
okay, take it. Get ready for this one. I'm going to ask you, tell me about Boots, and I'm going to go help Bobby. I'm just going to let you talk, okay?
Boots, darling.
Yeah, all right. We got that coming up. Hey, let me tell you about a place down the Boulevard Bar and Grill. Love it. Jeff Nebel, Tay, and Leia, the general managers there. Just great people. It's my hang. I'll just tell you. Well, it's actually where the MTSU football coaches and men's basketball shows are. The voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Chip.
I host the women's now. I'm doing the play-by-play for Rick Ensel, now his son Matt, down at your alma mater,
yes, sir.
As a matter of fact. Anyway, 2154 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, right there across from the campus. Host of all the shows. They have daily specials. They're amazing. Every Wednesday, they got a smash burger and fries for $10. And it's like, double, it's boom, boom, boom. You can't go to McDonald's for that, okay?
No.
All right, and
it's probably real beef, too.
Oh, yeah. Listen, McDonald's isn't a sponsor, so now they definitely won't be. Thanks, Joe. Anyway, Boulevard and Murfreesboro.com. They even have a dog menu, meaning you can bring your dog, go out on the patio, and they have a dog menu that's, you know.
Wow.
And it's not puppy chow.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not. It's not Purina. You can get them like beef, hamburger, chicken, stuff like that.
Dogs are living better than
me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's five. I go in. It's $5 for a hamburger patty. I said, I'm the dog. Give me the patty.
Right,
so,
right.
No. Anyway, Jeff, great people there. It's really cool. They have 2J's Grill there in Murfreesboro as well. More with Joe Campbell when we come back right here at 94.9 The Fan. Joe Campbell, 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb, right here at Roy's Meat Service today. A benefit fish fry. Joe is the benefactor, but the star is Bobby Maxwell. He's getting set up right now with the fish fry to benefit Stratford football and their head coach. First time you ever met Boots Donnelly?
Not the football. Just, yeah, it's not
going to. Oh, no.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
get that straight.
Well, no, this goes to the coach.
Yeah.
Because he's worked all summer and not made a penny.
Yeah, and he's busting his hump,
yeah.
man.
Because he doesn't really start on the payroll till school starts.
Right.
So
I just and just thought it'd be good to just
get him into the community.
Yeah. So yep. So that's what we're doing, and hopefully it'll bring some people out here and bring them together. And what I like about Roy's and what I like about East Nashville is it doesn't matter if you're black or white, Hispanic, you know.
Rich, poor.
I mean, people sit at this very table. I've sat at this table with district attorneys, you know, lawyers, everything, and janitors.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
It's where old East Nashville East Nashville and new East Nashville get along.
Right.
Because they all got this. It's the only place I know in the world where you can go right over there and buy Wagyu beef at $60 a pound.
Right.
You want an 8-ounce steak, it's going to cost you $30, okay?
Yeah.
And right behind you, mealworms and night crawlers.
Man, it's got it all.
And frisbees.
All inclusive.
Yeah.
and t-shirts.
Well, everything in this meat case, you don't get at Kroger or Publix. I'll just tell you that.
Exactly.
First time you ever met Boots Donnelly?
First time.
Do you remember?
I do. He came to see me at Stratford.
Right.
And I'll never forget the office worker came and said, you know, Coach Donnelly's office wants to see you. So I came down, and he introduced himself. And he called me Joseph. Joseph, he said, my name is Boots Donnelly. He said, I'm going to be your next head coach. That's what he told me. I was like, huh? And so, you know, at the time, I wasn't thinking Middle Tennessee State. I'm thinking Kentucky, Mississippi State, UT.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, those are the three that I, because I knew I wasn't going far from home.
Right.
I knew that, and middle wasn't even in the picture. And after I met him that day, I started doing my research, and
he is in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You need to be, but go ahead.
And I saw Marvin Collier, that quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he was awesome, and I saw some film on him and. I learned about the program, the undefeated season and everything. I was like, well. And then he said the right thing. He told me, he said, son, he said, I think you're the best running back in the state this year. And he said, now, if you come, he said, I'm going to play you at tailback. And he said, if you come to middle, I'm not saying you'll start your freshman year, but you'll damn sure play. And I'm not going to redshirt you. I was sold.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, UT and still talking about cornerback and.
Well, but you led the team in rushing as a freshman.
Yeah.
Well, you led the team in rushing 4 years in a row.
Yeah. And it was funny because we were playing Eastern Kentucky my freshman year, and at that time I wasn't starting, and I was pissed, and we were losing, and I got in the game. In like the fourth quarter, and I had 90 yards and 10 carries, And Coach Donnie said all he kept hearing the whole game was, "You got to get me the ball." He was trying to do my voice. "You got to get me the ball." So when we get back to Murfreesboro that Monday, he calls me in his office. And he said, "Son, I'm trying to protect you." He said, you're small." And I said, "Coach, I'm not worried about it." I said, "When I start worrying about being small, you worry about it then." I said, "I've been small all my life." And he looked at me and said, "Well, I'll be damned." And he said, "Get out of my office." And then I was starting that next week. So the rest is history.
Well, and just run through the numbers. Led MTSU, obviously, in the Blue Raiders Hall of Fame. All-time leading rusher, 3,800-plus. 45 touchdowns, still the record. Points scored, that. OVC Player of the Year, 1990. Three times All-OVC. And in 90 and 91, you went over 1,000 each year, and you were consensus. When you say consensus, that means every All-American team had you. So you were two-time consensus All-American. Mm. So it worked out.
It did. It did. And Doug Matthews, I ran into him years later after I was done playing, and he said, "Son, You could have played tailback at Tennessee."
Yeah.
And that was kind of that kind of affirmed everything. I was good after that.
Well, he recruited this area for you when he was on Johnny Major's staff, mm-hmm. right?
He did. Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget. I had he and Johnny Majors was at my home in the Den, and
what was Johnny Majors like?
The truth.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Well,
he's dead. He's not gonna come whip us.
Well, no. Now, Johnny, Coach Majors was great. The night he came to our house, though, I think he had had a few cocktails, though. You can smell it. Which was perfect for my house because my dad had a few.
Yeah, there you go.
So they
Coach were and Dad were back in the kitchen.
Yeah. So I never forget because Coach Matthews slipped him a couple of mints. And my mom had these mints out. You know, the little old folks' mints, the little soft-colored ones at around Easter. And Coach Matthews slipped him about two or three of those. But, yeah. But Coach Majors, he was all right. He was all right.
When you think of your time at – what's the first thing that – your crowning moment, the thing that you take away from your days is the all-time, greatest running back in Blue Raiders history? What's your takeaway?
Well, what you just told me about being a spiritual leader is I got to process that thing over. Yeah. I didn't even know that. I got to read that. But the what I take away is not so much as it's going to sound corny maybe, but honest to God truth, and I think it's just gone out of college football today. What I take away is the brotherhood that we had, the love that we all had for each other, and that comes from living together for 4 years, sweating together, bleeding together, playing for crazy Coach Donnie together, going through all that stuff. And when you go through that with a group of guys, it forges a bond. And I'd be the first to admit I had a really good career there, but what I developed with those guys, like, to be honest, I was talking to Ken Tippins one time, and we got off the phone. He's like, "Love you, dog." I said, "Love you too." And my wife was like, "Dude, you don't even tell me that when we get off the phone, you know?" And so I didn't even think about it, but, it's a different kind of deal. I mean, and I think that college football now has lost that. You got guys, I know Chris Massaro in middle, he called them mercenaries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
You know, you got a guy that comes in, he's here for a year. He doesn't care about your culture. He doesn't care about rivalries.
The college, you need to fix it. Well, your greed initially caused it.
Yeah.
Right. You know, when your coaches, editorial comment here. You got Nick Saban in front of Congress making $10 million a year base, and says we can't pay players. I say, come on,
right. Yeah.
Well, then you make $9 million.
Right.
Okay. All right. Or eight. But here it is. This is a GoBlueRaiders.com. It was the story announcing you being inducted in the Blue Raiders Hall of Fame in 2008. This is the last paragraph. He was named to the Associated Press All-American, Kodak AFC All-American, Walter Camp All-American, and Sports Network All-American teams in 90 and 91. That's consensus. He rushed for over 1,000 yards in both 1990 and 1991 and was a spiritual leader both on and off the field. That's it. Wow. That's on the MTSU website.
Man, that blows me away, Greg. That blows me away. But I'd like to think that was, due to the effort and the – I want to say the results are the product of my effort and the way I attack the competition.
NFL, Rams, Oilers. Yeah. And then the CFL.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, and again, when I was at the Oilers, I went to the Rams, made it to the last cut. They had 5 running backs on the roster when I got there. So Coach Dion's like, man, there's no – and I was like the second leading rusher off the preseason. Matter of fact, Flipper Anderson and the other guys, Flipper and I forget the other guy. They used to call me the Smurf because I was doing the same things there that I was doing. And honestly, I was doing the same things there that I was doing in the middle. And they used to always say, man, put the Smurf in. We want to see him run, And I got into we were talking a little smack, Kevin Green, because he was like, you ain't going to make it in this league tiptoeing like that, rookie. And I'm like, dude, I'm not tiptoeing. And the way I ran, when I'm up in the box, I take short steps. And I take short steps so my feet, I can put them on the ground at any time and cut.
And then explode.
And when I get out, I open up. My stride opens up. And so I told him, I said, dude, I'm not tiptoeing. I said, trust me, I'm not tiptoeing.
Well,
so,
you're waiting for the hole to develop. And you see where the line is.
Right, because God bless me with the vision that I had. And Coach Donnelly.
You know who's good at that? Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
He will wait and then explode.
Yeah, and Coach Donnelly. What I love about Coach Donnelly, he coached you accordingly. He coached you according to who you were and how you ran. Yeah. So we'd go over a play and he'd tell Ricky Martin, hey, hit it right here in this hole, press the hole. And so he'd say, press the hole. And then he'd tell me, Joe, now I'm going to start you that way. He said, where you end up, that's between you and, he said, that's between you and God. And so, when I went to the Oilers, man, again, they put me a slot receiver. And I was like, dude, here we go again. This is the same thing coming out of high school. I'm not a slot receiver. I'm not a cornerback.
Yeah.
And so that, 2 years with that didn't work out like I wanted it to, like they wanted it to. And then I find myself in Canada. 2 running backs had gotten hurt for Ottawa. And I go to Hamilton. Then I get traded to Ottawa. They got 2 running backs that got hurt. I didn't know anything about the ratio. Mm-hmm. Back then you could only have 17 Americans.
Yeah,
on the team,
even at that much, really.
Yeah,
yeah, but there was a limit on how many. On how many Americans.
And so they typically save those spots for the skill guys.
Yeah.
And so when I got there, Jerry Collins and some Richardson guy both got hurt. So they bring me in. But when they heal up, it's going to be a problem because somebody's got to go. And show you how stubborn I am. I was young, didn't know. So I could catch. When I was with the Oilers, Ernest Givens used to always – we had a guy named Gary Wellman. Hands were suspect. And Ernest used to always tease him, said, man, he said, Joe's a damn tailback and his hands are better than yours. And Gary's thing was him and Floyd Reese were USC alum.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary's thing was – well,
UCLA. Huh? Yeah, UCLA. Floyd was at UCLA.
Was he UCLA? Yeah, I thought he was UCLA. Yeah. Okay, they were buddies. And Gary Wellman would say, hey – I'm still here, guys. That was his – and he played golf with Floyd. I didn't play golf, man. I'm not – practice over with. I'm going home. I don't want to see any coach. So, anyway, make a long story short. So I was doing that thing again. And when I got to Canada, when those 2 tailbacks came back, they moved me to slot receiver because I could catch. I didn't understand at the time. I told Coach Adam Rita, I'm not a slot. Because he's like, Joe, get in and get some slot. I just said, no, I'm not a slot. I've just rushed for 100-some yards for you guys. Put his ass in slot. What I mean? And just, but looking back now that we do that as we get older, he was putting me a slot so he could keep me, And now you got a guy that can play tailback and a slot. So if he needed me a tailback, I could go there. So, he was trying to help me and I was too stubborn and too dumb to realize it. So, But like Coach Donnelly always said, if God meant for you to look in your past, he'd have put your eyes in the back of your head. So it is what it is.
Joe Campbell is our guest. We are at Roy's Meat Service, 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb. And this afternoon from noon to 4, benefit fish fry. Joe's the greeter. He says he's going
to
drop
it. To the greeter.
You're the greeter.
At Walmart. I'm going to give you a vest like they got at Walmart.
You're the greeter. You're going to meet, and we're to benefit the new Stratford game. So you got a son playing with Stratford, huh? That must be cool watching that. I'm watching him play. Are you all right with
it?
It's not.
You would think it's – Greg, it worries – it worries me to death. Listen.
Yeah.
I can get hit by a train, and I'll get up and dust myself off and go. My babies, man, my boys, and even my 31-year-old, baby. Whenever they get the ball or whatever, my stomach's in knots, man. I hate it. I didn't let my kids play football for the longest, and everybody's, man, I'm not letting them go, And when they got in Joe, the third, got in the eighth grade, he started playing, and I told the coach Hayes Marshall up at DuPont Hadley. I said, "Man, he's not me. Don't expect this out of him." I said, "He probably can't even play." And so his first time, this is no lie. Check with Coach Marshall. His first time touching the ball in the game against DuPont Tyler, he caught a swing pass and went like 50 yards for a touchdown. And Hayes turns around and he's pointing at me in the stands.
He can't play.
Yeah. But again, this is true, Greg. I got to tell the truth. I told Hayes, I said, listen, and this is why my wife says I'm too hard. I said, listen, Hayes, I didn't say he wasn't fast. I said, but that swing pad, that route, there's a busted coverage. I said, he didn't juke anybody. He didn't break a tackle.
He just ran.
He just ran straight. You know what I'm saying? I could do that now with two bad hips, with two false hips. So. But he turned out to be a great athlete at Stratford. Now I got Josh Campbell, my 16-year-old. Joe graduated and is going to be playing at TSU this coming fall. And Josh is now, he'll be a junior. So it's exciting, but at the same time, it's gut-wrenching.
Is he the youngest of the bunch?
Oh, no. We got a lot more to go before. Let's see. I got 8 total, but.
They found out what causes that. I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, and like I said, my mother said she's going to talk to me about the birds and the bees here soon. So.
I think you figured it out.
So Josh is 16. I got 2 13-year-old identical twin boys that might end up being my best two athletes. They're at Hadley now. And then I've got another 11-year-old boy. That's the one everybody, the Facebook sensation, little Harry Potter. So I'm going to be doing this parenting thing for a while.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Yeah.
Keeps you young.
That's what they say.
You're looking good, man.
I appreciate it. I'm trying, man. As many cigars as I smoke, I got to eat right and drink water. So, got to counter that.
Well, yeah, I'm down to my last bad habit.
Okay.
That's a Vince Gill song. I'm down to my last bad habit.
I like that. I'm going to adopt that. Well, no, I still got about 3, but I'm whittling them down.
Yeah, no, I'm not. That's a Vince Gill song. That's not Greg Pogue. Okay, I'll just tell you that.
I'm
in double digits.
I love a good cigar. And my wife was on me. She said, you need to cut back on those cigars.
You don't inhale.
No, that's what – my doctor smokes cigars. Right?
Yeah.
And she said, you're going to leave me here with all these kids. And
it's like Bill Clinton. I didn't inhale.
Right. So I listened for a while, and I stopped going to my place out there in Rivergate. And I went by there one day, and the guy said, Joe, you hadn't been in, man. What's going on? We missed you. I said, well, the old ball and chain's on me about smoking these cigars, and I kind of backed off. He said, well, Joe, we're going to sell these. He said, Joe, he put his arms around me. He said, Joe, we're going to sell these cigars whether you ever buy another one or not. He said, but let me tell you something, brother. He said, if you do nothing but eat vegetables and drink water, you know what's going to happen? I said, what? He said, you're going to die healthy. I said, well, damn, give me a box of those cigars, brother. So I've been going ever since.
This afternoon, noon to 4, Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville, Fish Fry, Benefit, Stratford football coach. Looking forward. Joe, good to see you, man.
Good to see you as well, Greg.
We haven't known each other for 80 years.
Yeah, and I remember those you did that Hunter's Lane game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember that was the last time I'd seen you actually in the pit working.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
But I saw that game. It came back. Somebody put it on Facebook. And so it's back floating around there now. So
yeah, Coach Pig, too. I think he's doing well. Yeah.
Yeah, he still got that hair coming out of his shirt up in his chest.
And he's still got those coaching shorts that are like
– the bike shorts.
Yeah, the bike shorts that are like – two times too
small.
Small,
yeah.
all up in his butt.
Hey, man. I just
and those ridge shoes and the white socks.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Yeah, man.
That's him.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, thank you.
Hey, but good to see you, man.
You as well.
Joe Campbell's been our guest. Brandon Bigsby producing back at 94.9 The Fan. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks for listening.